540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. We're learning more about the 21-year-old accused of posting highly classified military documents online. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Today, the Justice Department arrested Jack Douglas Teixeira.
CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
Teixeira is a member of the intelligence wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. He's also reportedly the leader of an online chat group where the documents were allegedly first uploaded. The documents outline details about Ukraine's upcoming counteroffensive, but both Ukrainian and U.S. officials downplayed the impact of the leak.
Glimpses of Teixeira's kitchen in the background of these leaked photos may have given him away. The city of Minneapolis has agreed to pay nearly $9 million to two people who say former police officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee into their necks years before the same move killed George Floyd. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara.
I'm appalled at the repetitive behavior of this coward and disgusted by the inaction and acceptance of the behavior by members of this agency.
He called Chauvin a national embarrassment. Police in San Francisco have arrested a man they say killed Cash App founder Bob Lee, Chief Bill Scott.
Our homicide investigators developed information that identified the suspect as 38-year-old Nima Momeni of Emeryville, California. We can confirm that Mr. Lee and Mr. Momeni knew each other.
Investigators say they both worked in tech. Florida just passed one of the strictest abortion bans in the country.
The Republican majority in the Florida legislature passed the bill.
70 yeas, 40 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Which will ban most abortions after 6 weeks. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign it. Current Florida law prevents abortions after 15 weeks. Exceptions will be made to save the life of the mother and also for rape and incest victims up until 15 weeks if the woman reports it to police. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Historic flooding has shut down parts of South Florida. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is in Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale officials have activated emergency crews and issued a local state of emergency.
Please continue to stay off the roads. Some streets remain flooded.
There's so much water on the tarmac.
At the height of the storm, FlightAware showed hundreds of flights canceled, stranding travelers like Dan Lagaris and his family.
We finally get off the exit to the airport, and it said airport closed.
The airport will stay closed through tomorrow. A group led by Josh Harris and Mitchell Rales have agreed in principle to buy the Washington Commanders from longtime owner Dan Snyder. They're set to pay $6 billion, the most money ever paid for a pro sports team. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/...
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt-Mayer. Here's what you need to know. The Alliance for Education in Waukesha want Waukesha School Superintendent James Siebert to be investigated for discrimination against LGBTQ plus students and staff. The group, made up primarily of Waukesha parents, upset after first graders at Higher Elementary were banned from performing the Miley Cyrus Dolly Parton duet Rainbow Land. Siebert said in March the decision to pull the song was based on, quote, whether it was appropriate for the age and maturity level of the students and on the social or personal impacts on them. The teacher involved, Melissa Temple, has been placed on administrative leave. Members of the Green Bay Packers stopped in Barron County Wednesday to pay their respects to the officers who died last weekend in the line of duty. Chetek Police Officer Emily Breidenbach and Cameron Police Officer Hunter Shield were killed during a traffic stop. I'm Jane Matt-Mayer. This is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mob Craft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown taproom to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mob Craft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing taproom featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mob Craft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at WAUK Radio.
You're listening to independent programming that has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
To Raised in Wisco. This is your co-host, Danielle Fairman. Our host, our fearless leader, Joel Clayfish, is gone. He is in Florida today. He had to go down to, I believe it's Yeehaw Junction, Florida, because he does Triple J Outfitters.
Love that.
He does gator and boar hunting down there.
Heck yeah.
He is like the fearless guide, one of the guides.
Love it.
I should know more information before I, like, you know, publicly say it. But Triple J Outfitters down in Yeehaw Junction, Florida. And I remember Yeehaw because who would not remember Yeehaw? Yeehaw! We are in bright, wonderful spirits today because it was 88 degrees outside today. Sunshine, wind
beautiful,
blowing. Absolutely gorgeous. I have my construction tan going on right now. No shame. No shame.
Zero shame.
Game. But yes, welcome to Raised in Wisco. We're very happy you're here. You're listening to us on 540 AM WAUK, The Shaw 101 FM. And don't forget that you can give us a call at 844-967-2789. We love to talk to you about anything and everything. It doesn't have to be hunting and fishing, but obviously this is a hunting and fishing radio show turned podcast. So we prefer that, unless you want to talk food. I would talk food all day long or about dogs. But to kick it off right away, because I know there is just an overload of information that I could suck from your head. today, since Joel Clayfish is gone, that I don't know if I've like intentionally been trying to do this, but like when he's gone, I try to do girl guests.
Love that.
Because, you know, us girls, we can talk a little bit different than talking to men. Well, I love
mansplaining.
Mansplaining. Okay, there we go. Mansplaining. But like men are absolutely wonderful. They're full of knowledge, whatever. But like, you know, girls can have a different kind of communication.
Absolutely.
So it's great to have girls on, because then the girls, like at work, the girls in the office. I work construction. I'm an operator. So, like, the girls in the office, like, I love listening to you talk because you talk differently when you're talking with females. So you actually talk about things that I'm thinking about, like, type of clothes, type of socks. Because, you know, our hands and feet always get cold first. And men don't really care about that. We're like, oh, yeah, try these boots, try these gloves, try these socks, try everything. So it's perfect. I like having females on when Joel's gone. And Joel will be gone next week, too. So maybe we could do a part two of Little Miss Jessica Ann over there. Okay, but so without further introduce, Jessica Ann. I met Jessica, I don't remember, oh gosh, what, 3 months ago, 2 months ago?
Yeah, about.
And it was for the Foul Life podcast. I reached out because... Well, okay, we have a mutual friend, and I was trying to get females onto the show, and we have a mutual friend, Ange. And I was like, okay, maybe I want to talk to this chick, but she's way too cool for me. She's not going to want to talk to me. Like, I'm so intimidated by her that she's not going to want to talk to me. And Ange is like, no, just do it. I'm like, okay, fine. So I finally reached out. I'm like, hey, Jessica, I know you don't know me, but we have a mutual friend, and I think you're cool. Can we be friends?
Always.
So then she responded, of course, like any normal person would do, but she was super amazing, super absolutely wonderful. And she came on to the Foul Life podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great time. Very great time. It was our first time meeting. It was our first date.
Yes.
But then we've been talking ever since. So like I always say on all the other episodes, hunting and fishing, you meet a whole different spectrum of friends.
You really do.
It's a different type of friendship than mm-hmm. Well, for me, I have like my city friends, my going out friends, my just chilling friends, my whatever. Like I have my hunting friends, and because not all girls hunt.
Yeah.
Just fine. Totally fine.
Fine.
That's totally fine with me. Like I don't get my nails done or anything, but like they do. So I go every once in a while. You do. You have pretty nails. But with work, man, the amount of dirt I pull from these freaking fingernails is stupid. But Jessica, thank you for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So of course I want to put this all on the table because I'm very proud of you for this.
All right.
So Miss Jessica.
Yes, Danielle.
The Wild Race on the Sportsman Channel, season 2 on Wednesdays at 7?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Eastern Standard Time. Okay. 4 Eastern Standard Time.
And you're on episode
3.
3, okay, I was going to say 4, but episode 3.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
It is. It's a dream come true, honestly. Like, I can't honestly tell you, like, how crazy it is to think that you start from this little pipe dream, right, of yours, of like, how can I be different, right? Mm-hmm. How can I get my message out there? What type of platform can I get to? And how can I grow, you know? And the biggest thing that I tell people is like, how can I stand out? How can I be different? Look at how saturated this industry is.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people honestly all the time, like, be consistent and find your niche, find your thing. And so for me, I'm a nurse. Like, literally, that's what I live and breathe for is nursing. So, like, for me, it was, how can I put my passion of giving back, helping others, but also the outdoors, knowing that's in my blood,
mm-hmm.
Into, like, one wild dream. So that was kind of, like, the birth of the Wild Race, because it's – I didn't want it about me. I wanted it about, you know, the Wild Race is the race to change the future. So focusing primarily on the kids are our future. Mm-hmm. So doing my part to really get out there – get into these communities, bridge that gap that our kids have. You know, our kids are truly the future of everything, conservation, all the efforts
that we do,
like hunters' rights, mm-hmm. hunters' advocacy, and just getting them out. Because look at the amount of things that are at our fingertips that are technology, right?
Oh, yeah, they get sucked right in.
They do. And so, like, why let me give them opportunities? And maybe there's a numerous amount of reasons for them to not get outside. So, like, let's get out to that community and find out what it is that they're not. But also, while I'm there, be near and dear to my heart, I like to give back to those communities, right? So whether it's donating meat, South Africa, we go there and we help with those communities, whether it's meat, medical supplies, school supplies, just basic care needs.
Yeah.
And then we also do, you know, and it actually bridges into, because, you know, being a nurse and having a show isn't enough. I also built a nonprofit.
Of course. Why not? You just pull of all the things.
Oh, yeah.
You're so amazing.
So the nonprofit helps with their youth events, but also the South Africa project. And then I also take kids. So it's built, I created this project called the Wild Race Wish. And so that allows kids following very similar criteria for like Make-A-Wish.
Yeah.
So kids that are chronically and terminally ill, we make their hunting and fishing dreams come true.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So,
it's probably my favorite part of it. Because I get to like play nurse, but also like take care of them. But also like, hey, now we're going to go hunting. We're going to go fishing. We're going to do this stuff.
And having them do it for the first time. That's a whole like experience for you to see.
It's so incredible.
Like, you know, if they just like shoot a gun and miss for the first time, like probably the first time shooting a gun, like getting out there and just doing whatever it takes to have them out there.
Absolutely.
And then just probably, okay.
Rewind.
So I didn't start hunting until 10 years ago.
Which is amazing. Kudos.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It was all because of Bill. Like, I started because of man, whatever. We all start somewhere.
Absolutely.
But it was, my first time was out. Well, my first time was squirrel hunting. That was a whole story. But my second time was muzzleloader.
There's a really nice one out there, by the way.
Oh, yeah. The squirrel, the fatty squirrel.
Yes.
Yeah, my dog Bandit would have gone crazy. Everybody knows Bandit because he barks during the show. But mine was muzzleloader and a whole, like, 6-7 deer were coming towards us. We were in a big old oak tree, like Bill's grandparent, granddad Stan. And I just remember at 24, shaking like a freaking leaf in a hurricane wind. Like, I could not calm down at 24. So if I were to do that when I'm a teenager,
oh my goodness,
like, I don't know how my life would have been if I would have had a heart attack right
that
there.
Buck fever is legitimate.
Oh my goodness.
You, like, I'm like, how does the deer not hear me, like, shaking and rattling,
like,
this
I'm holding
stand
my breath. I'm like, wait, I gotta breathe. Oh my god, wait, what?
It's wild.
But to see that with multiple children making their dreams come true,
it's incredible.
I could not imagine.
One of the things that I loved is we do a bunch of youth events. We make it fun. So we, like, run a contest. We have people nominate the kids. And then we go to their house and surprise them with a video camera crew. Of course, they're like, who is this girl? But we're going to do this, right? Like, one day, hopefully, they'll be like, oh, I know her. But right now, they're just like, oh, cool. Like, we get to do this. Let's do it. So, but I have this little girl, and she is from northern Wisconsin. We did a youth whitetail hunt. So in Wisconsin, that is, like, early ish October. And so what better way? Because I'm like, I could have taken her to a big game farm. I could have, you know, we had so many people that had recommended and offered to do that. I could have taken her on some public land and somewhere else in Wisconsin or a different state. But I'm like, why don't we just keep this? So, like, this is why I, like, this is how I started. So I actually took her to our family land up in northeastern Wisconsin.
Aww.
To my cabin. Nothing fancy. Like, I cooked the meals. We hosted the families. We had a little boy and a little girl. And this girl and I, she is, like, she's her family. Like, these kids and I connect on a totally different level, right? And they become a part of, like, my family, this greater family that I'm creating around the world. And so it's just really incredible to be able to see that. And I remember her sitting on my lap shooting her doe. And she had two doe tags. And granted, she had hunted before, but, like, it was different, right? Just experience that. And I remember videotaping on my personal phone, like, getting her reactions. And I can tell you, like, that did it for me. Like, I didn't care if I tagged a buck that year or doe. Like, watching her reaction was everything.
Oh, wait, that's like a whole, that's a new high. That's a drug.
Oh,
like,
for
it's
sure.
It's such a great feeling. It's not even just a buck. If you could get the first squirrel, the first fish, the first anything.
Yeah.
Just to get them out there away from stupid Grand Theft Auto or
Call of Duty.
What? I don't know what's around anymore. But I heard people talking about Furbies again. I guess Furbies are coming back.
Oh, Pokemon Go at least got kids out and about,
it did,
right?
It did.
Yeah, it did.
But
it
got into everyone's yards and trespassing and all that kind of stuff. But they got outside, so yay. But yeah, well, it's a slippery slope. But yeah, to get them out in the outdoors, in the woods, it's what it's all about.
It really is.
It's all about. My niece. She moved out to Wyoming.
Oh, wow.
And she's been talking about hunting again.
How old is she?
She is 18.
Okay.
But she's talking about hunting again because she, they want to provide more food than just go to the grocery store.
Absolutely.
And so I'm like,
it's my favorite part.
We're going to go out and do this. So I'm going out to Wyoming for my first time.
Oh, my gosh.
Hunting. Like, obviously, I want to go see her.
So exciting.
But it's for antelope. But when we get back from the break, we will talk more about that. We'll talk more about the wild race.
Yeah.
And everything. Everything's fantastic. But give us a call at 844-967-2789.
I hear you, Fred. Talk to me. It's all right. Let's go hunting, baby. Say, Fred, you go up that ridge, and I go down in the swamp. We'll get that bucket. If someone...
Hey, 420 friends, did you know Cheech and Chong was coming into town?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Knucklehead CBD and vapes are celebrating this 420 season just right. Whether you shop online at knuckleheads.shop, go into their store, or order online for in-store pickup, they are now offering their 420 discount, which is 25% off their delicious Delta 8 and 9 Galaxy edible gummies and their XL brand flower. So shop online at knuckleheads.shop today, or stop on into their Madison and Milwaukee locations,
550 State Street in Madison and 2949 North Oakland Avenue in Milwaukee.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Maxine Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu, the bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 52 tonight, under mainly clear skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine again tomorrow, highs around 79. Lows level off around 55 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. 77 Saturday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 55 Sunday, storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
Yep, I'm totally singing right now. I do not care. She's dying. What you do to me? Oh my goodness, this is my jam. This is my song. I love this song so much. Only because, see, I don't remember what movie it's from. What movie is it from?
Huga Shaka?
Yeah.
It appears briefly in My Favorite Martian. Is that the film?
No. No. It's, oh my goodness. Like, it's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep. Groot. Oh my goodness. That's jam. I love that. I could watch that movie over and over and over. That's and never amazing. Get tired of it.
Groot.
Groot. I know.
Groot.
So, okay. Love side it. Story with Groot. Bandit, one of his brothers, they named their dog Groot.
Stop like, yep. it.
That's Bandit's best friend, a.k.a. Love brother. It. Okay.
All right.
Back to hunting.
Back to hunting.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. See how random the show is, which I absolutely loved. I'm your co-host, Danielle Fairman. Joel Clayfish is down in Florida taking care of everything he needs to take care of down there. I wish I could go down there and chew some gator and some boar or anything like that. I don't really know much about boar hunting. But I feel like I'd rather go gator hunting just because I've seen it, you know, on like Swamp People or whatever.
Yes,
it was.
Troy Landry.
Like, yes, like that'd be so, that would be awesome.
Absolutely.
But the pictures that Joel has on his Facebook, Joel Clayfish on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, intense.
Yeah,
wild.
Those gators, like they, 8, 10
easily.
Plus feet? I don't
easily.
Really know how big they are. I just heart the picture. I just heart the picture. I'm like, yep, that's super amazing. I need to do that.
I
but
love
then nothing
it.
Else happens. Oh, gosh, I feel like this. I'm so scatterbrained right now just because I'm so like happy with the weather.
It's okay.
So, Jessica,
Danielle,
give me some more about the wild race. So, tell everybody about. Well, okay, it's on the Sportsman's Channel.
Yep. So it's on Sportsman's Channel every Wednesday at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So here in Wisconsin, that means 3 Central Standard Time. Have to clarify. And then Sundays at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time. So 12:30 Central Standard Time. And so this is season 2. Season 1 was on the Pursuit Channel. You can actually also watch all of season 1 on YouTube. So that's at the Wild Race. So basically all of season 1 is kind of like my introduction. Very first time, right, filming, having a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So the first 5 episodes of my Africa trip, which is really like the root of how I got into hunting.
How you got into it?
So like in the sense that it was involved with my family. Like it's quite the story, actually.
Ooh. Good thing this is an hour long show.
Right? So my grandfather, are you familiar with Safari Club International?
Oh, yes,
SCI?
Absolutely. We've been having Dan Trewicki,
perfect.
John Miller. We've had Ben I want to say Lachowski because of Mike Lachowski from Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski. But it's Ben Lepowski.
That sounds about right.
I'm sorry, Ben, if I'm saying your last name wrong. But he also had Member of the Year.
Awesome.
For SCI.
That's awesome.
So, yes, SCI is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, my grandfather actually started the chapter here in Wisconsin.
Really?
Many years ago. Was first chapter president. Wow. So, yeah. So, that was very much rooted very early on. And then my grandpa actually also built a nonprofit himself called the One Shot Hunt Club. Mm-hmm. And that mission was to provide hope in children for hope in future for African children. So, my family, my grandparents, we all learned from a very young age to give back. You know, whatever clothes we weren't going to use, we had to give to the kids in South Africa. Like, obviously growing up, I didn't know. It was a very different concept to like grow into. Mm-hmm. But I remember literally making homemade wheelchairs in my parents' basement.
Wheelchairs?
Yeah. So it was like a regular like plastic chair with a foam pad and like bicycle wheels that they like put into them. And so they then transported, because my grandpa had all these connections, and transported and had these contracts with like FedEx and stuff to get everything over there. But this was years ago. Things have greatly changed.
Yes.
But, you know, anytime anyone went over there, they'd have to have like these bags full of donated clothes, whatever that we could to give back. And so this little village is Boshoff, South Africa. And so my grandfather, my dream, my graduation present for high school was to be able to go to South Africa, eventually take over this nonprofit. Okay.
Wow.
I want to be a large animal vet. I grew up on a farm.
Did you?
I did. I grew up on a farm, had horses, all the things. I was like, no, not doing nursing. Absolutely not. Had that very immature mentality. Didn't want to do like the whole nursing home thing. And then as I matured, and my grandpa ended up getting sick, I found myself really loving taking care of him. You know, to me, it was like no one else is going to provide this compassionate care except for me. So I knew that if I was that person that had control of the care that somebody else's loved one can have, I know that they're in good hands. So that was kind of like my drive. And so unfortunately, my grandpa could not, we couldn't actually go to South Africa because he passed my third day of senior year.
No.
So,
heartbreaking.
So I never got to go. But the day after he passed, I actually applied to nursing school and get my CNA license, and that started my nursing path. But after all the trials and tribulations of life, going through nursing school, taking care of that part of my life, devoting that part, I really decided, like, my grandpa created such a legacy in the outdoor industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to still restart that, but I also was like, I still want to be able to pave my own path too. Like, I want to take the pillars that he taught me, all the things, his legacy, and I really want to create my own. And so I created the Wild Race from that. So
that's perfect.
Last year, the first year that we aired and everything, so we started the whole for season one with the 5 episodes of South Africa. So I got to go to South Africa for the first time.
So it was like a grandpa's trip, pretty much.
Literally, because no one in our family went back since my grandpa passed in 2010. So it had been 12 years since anyone had been back. So we went to those same people, Francois DeWitt with Sandfeld Safaris. He is like, it was like being with my grandpa. It was such an emotional trip, but it was worth it in every aspect. So,
wow. That's a great story to go into the break with. That definitely gives you something to think about.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, I'm happy to hear that. Very happy to hear that. Well, we'll hear more about that, more about the South Africa trip, and about season two. Give us a call at 844-967-2789.
All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. An arrest in the Pentagon leaks case. Attorney General Merrick Garland says of 21-year-old Jack Teixeira.
Teixeira is an employee of the United States Air Force National Guard. FBI agents took Teixeira into custody earlier this afternoon without incident.
Florida's governor declares a state of emergency for the waterlogged Fort Lauderdale area. It got up to 2 feet of rain within hours. Chris Wolf is maneuvering a swamp buggy through neighborhoods.
We have to get them out. Their priority. The animals, a lot of cats, dogs, just a combination of everything. People just don't know what to do. They're afraid of having the electricity with the water.
An evacuation order for people near an industrial fire in Richmond, Indiana remains in effect. Fire Chief Tim Brown says the buildings have been consumed.
It's a 13.8-acre facility. It had six buildings on the facility. Each one of those buildings was full of the plastics from floor to ceiling.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is at risk for wildfires again today after a fire scorched about 83 acres of land near Nisida in central Wisconsin yesterday afternoon. People had to evacuate their homes and businesses. A wildfire at Fort McCoy forced Interstate 94 to close for a time. The Department of Natural Resources says nobody was hurt. The fire was contained by evening. It's not just wildfires threatening Wisconsin. There's a chance of flooding, too. Fast-melting snow is raising the chances of flooding on the Mississippi River. The National Weather Service says the chance for moderate flooding in Wisconsin next week is 80 to 90%. Chances of major flooding in some places is over 60%. In sports, the Brewers open a four-game series at San Diego tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. The Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You got a fast car. Want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. This is Danielle Fairman alongside Jessica Ann, Miss Wild Race herself. It is a beautiful, beautiful Thursday evening. I am absolutely loving this spring weather until Monday when we have our wintry mix of snow and rain.
Don't say that.
I know, it's please don't disgusting. Say that. Very disgusting. But you know, it is what it is. It happens. My magnolia tree opened up a month early because of this 80-degree weather.
Love that.
I know. I'm very excited for it. Give us a visit at 217 Wisconsin Avenue. Yeah, we're on Wisconsin Avenue, right? Yep. 217 Wisconsin Avenue in Waukesha. Joe likes to call it the fishbowl. I get to call it the glass room. We can look out and see everything that's going on. Bring us, you know, some food, some mojitos, whatever you like. Doesn't really matter.
A smiley face.
Yeah, a smiley face. So before we get back into the wild race, I want to update everybody with what's coming up next week. Thursday next week is turkey season.
Turkey season starts.
Week 8th, but I have week B, so yay me. Yay. I'm super excited. We got the walleye run going on right now. It's starting. So I'm very pumped about that. We went up, Bill and I went up fishing last weekend, but really nothing. It's just starting. So nothing's really, we didn't get much, but you know, we caught a couple of fish, but this weekend we're going to go, but I have other plans. So he's going to go by himself. So, you know, whatever it is,
hey, that's
it is,
okay.
It's walleye run right now. And then bass fishing, then all the fishing. And then what's next? Squirrel hunting. I don't know why I keep talking about squirrel hunting this episode.
Yeah, you are. A few different squirrels.
Dude, I really dig squirrel hunting, though.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's nice. You don't have to look your best. You don't have to wear head-to-toe camouflage. You don't have to not smell anything. That is my struggle. I tell you what. Like, I changed to scent-free everything. Kills my hair. Kills my hair. Just absolutely kills it. Yeah. My skin gets so dry.
It's so dry. Such a girl thing to say.
And it's just bleh.
It's okay.
Whatever. But other than that, squirrel hunting, you don't have to do any of that.
What about hog hunting in Texas?
I know. Oh, I would love to do that.
Well, let's go, Danielle Fairman.
We got to go to Wyoming first to help with my niece.
Okay. Yes. You're going to hunt with your niece. Mm-hmm. That'll be fun.
What is your dream hunt?
Ooh. Like,
okay, we have.
Ooh, I love this.
Okay, you know what you just did? Oh. You just won the Mega Millions, $443 million. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, you already have your dream.
Yeah.
You're already a nurse, a phenomenal nurse. You're already a phenomenal inspiration to women and children and everyone around. Like, you're living the dream. The dream that everybody wants, you're living it. You're an inspiration.
Yes.
So you already got those things. Thank you. So endless money. You get to go hunting for anything you want, wherever you want. Where are you going?
How many do I get to choose from? Is this just one?
No. This is
all of
your,
it?
This is just your world.
I'm one like, hot. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Front seat or back seat?
I don't. What?
No. You said it's my world. You're living in it. Yeah. So we are going first to New Zealand for Red Stag. 100%
that is mine.
Archery.
That is mine.
Yes. That is my dream.
Like legit New Zealand.
Legitimate New Zealand.
Because you know who got me into that? Brittany Jill.
Yes.
She went with her man.
Yep.
And I'm like,
let's do it.
That's
We're
it.
Doing it.
That's it.
So I want to do it for 100%.
You gotta do this. Hold on.
High five.
Okay.
So New Zealand Red Stag, Alaskan Caribou. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really, whether or not I actually have, what's a proper political term? Whether or not I have the courage to do this, the king eider hunt in Alaska, that requires a layout boat, you know, and all the things. Like, I feel like I would absolutely have a panic attack.
I got you.
100%.
I got you. So our friend Mike.
And a Harlequin. Drake.
Oh,
Harlequin.
Duh.
Wait, yeah.
Can we just become best friends?
Can we build bunk beds?
There's so much more room for activities. I am sorry to everybody listening. I hope you're laughing with us and not at us. I'm so sorry. I know Anastasia in there. She's laughing at us.
It's totally fine.
Okay, no, but Harlequin duck is...
Harlequin?
That's...
100%. It's got to be. It's like a white...
It's a waterfall or stream.
Oh, okay. But layout bow hunting. Let me get back to this. Our friend Mike Keller.
Okay.
So, and I have friend Mike Keller. He has duck hunting, charter fishing. He does like all the things. I don't know what the word I'm looking for. But we go out layout bow hunting on Lake Michigan.
Okay, so I did it in Lake Winnebago. Sketchy. Aww. For some divers. I'm just going to say, you know, because Lake Winnebago, it's so shallow. It's so choppy.
Mm-hmm. It's all mud flat.
So choppy. So it was very, and it was like a storm brewing up when we went out. Oh, it was like.
The waves get out.
Yes. I'm like down here and there's waves on both sides of me. And I'm like, I don't even know if I want to pull up my gun right now. This is absolutely mortifying. Like you come up, you see ducks, you go down, you see water.
Yep.
It's terrifying.
I'll say I love that.
Oh, girl.
If it scares me, I want to do it.
You know,
that's why my mom is always sad about what are we looking at? Oh. Or people are walking by waving at us. Hello.
So Leobo hunting for King Eider.
Somebody just walked by and made a gesture towards us, and it was just really funny. I'm sorry, everybody was not expecting that. Okay. So Mike Keller with Layout Bow Hunting, he does a fantastic job. That's what I did with him. So we're doing it.
Oh, we are.
You're sharing you $443 million with me.
100%.
I did not know if you know this.
We're going to go through charities. Come on now.
Yes. New Zealand, red stag.
100%. Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the caribou. We're for sure do the king eider.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where else are we going after that? Ooh, Canadian moose or Alaskan moose? Ooh.
I just want to go to Saskatchewan.
I've never been to Canada.
I've never been to Canada either.
Ever.
Me either. No, not once.
That's for sure happening.
Foot over there.
Yeah, that's happening for sure. See, I'm not really big right now on sheep hunting. Like, I'm not really big on that quite yet.
I believe, do you know John Miller? We had him on the show last week.
Yeah. Wasn't he SCI?
Yep, he is SCI.
Yeah.
I believe if it's sheep, but he got like the Boone Crockett of sheep or something. He got a record.
Good for him.
I'm not exactly sure because Bill was the one that was telling me about it because I feel like everybody knows John Miller because he's such a good dude.
Yeah, for sure.
But so he was telling me about it.
Okay.
We ran out of time last week because
I love that.
They were both good dudes to have on.
Love that.
But sheep, I'm not a bit into sheep hunting right now, but one day.
Not personally.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's so many. I mean, like, I still haven't shot a mule deer. I'm going to go after mule deer and antelope, too, for my first time this year.
Exciting.
But those aren't, like, big ticket items. Like, honestly, like, my big, big ticket item is that red stag. Like, 100%.
That'd be so perfect.
That's what I'm saying.
Have you heard of...
And a kudu. Still haven't shot a kudu yet in South Africa.
That'd be awesome to do. Wisconsin Waterfall Challenge... Not the Wisconsin Waterfall Challenge.
I've heard of it.
It was 42 different ducks.
Yeah.
Or waterfall species, not just ducks. It has swans, it has geese.
Love that.
Bill and I are doing it.
That is so awesome.
Yeah. So we bought the poster and we're putting our initials on there.
I love it. So right now,
that's our goal.
Now, are you doing like competition or are you doing it together?
Everything is a competition in my life.
I love it.
Everything.
I love it.
Because. Okay. I need bragging rights, you know. The only thing I win with Bill in is rock, paper, scissors. That's it. He beats
Not
me
funny
in
at all.
Every single, everything
at all.
Else.
But, love that for you.
But yeah, the waterfall challenge, very excited for that. But
okay,
that's all I got going on right now.
Okay.
Joel says that he's like, I cannot wait for the day where you tell me I can't come on Thursday because you're going to be... in some other country hunting.
That's hilarious. I hope that for you.
I know. 100%.
100%.
Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, what else is on your bucket list?
Oh, my bucket list.
Let's hear this.
It's practically everything you just said.
Is it?
Hence
best friends?
New Zealand stag hunting. I saw Brittany Jill do that, I think 3-4 years ago now. That changed my bucket list.
Bill and I love that.
We're talking about like our honeymoon and everything, but we're not even engaged yet, but we're still talking about our honeymoon.
See, that's what I want to do for my honeymoon.
We're going
to
go.
I need a man to do this with, ma'am.
You hear that, everybody? She is single and ready to mingle.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, that's what I said. I want to go to New Zealand for steak hunting, but that's going to cost a pretty penny. But you're sharing you $443 million with me, so whatever.
So, So what else can we talk? What else?
What about like for the wild race? Do you plan? Obviously, you plan these things in advance, but like, how do you find where to go next?
Honestly, that's the greatest part of this is like, I have complete control over everything, right?
Because you're the host, you're the producer.
I'm the producer and creator, everything.
That's absolutely fantastic.
I want to try this, 100% on my bucket list. you know, love that Joel's down in Florida. So I do want to do an alligator. I do want to do iguana hunting. I think that would be super fun.
Yep.
Have you done that yet?
My
like airsoft.
One of my best friends, Brianna Maurer.
Okay.
Her and her husband went down.
Really?
And they got legit a boatload.
See, I think that would be so fun.
Yeah. And I think longest one was like 5 foot.
That's insane.
From head to tail.
That's huge.
That's huge. She was so happy. But she said that was like, because her and I would go noodling and everything. Like,
yeah.
She is my hunting buddy. She's like, she is my hunting partner.
I love that.
So we could do all these things together. And that, one of the greatest thing we did so far was noodling. But then she went down there to go do that, iguana hunting. I'm like, well, how are we going to top this? But she said that was probably the greatest hunt that she'd ever been on.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. So what would you say? So with a wild race, obviously, mm-hmm. like we talked about, so I do have control of like where we go, what I do. And it's super fun. Like I kind of came up with that idea with the kids to like start with that like Wisconsin youth hunt that we did. And it just like blew up into this craziness of like, now we're doing Wisconsin whitetail. Now we're doing Michigan waterfall. And good friend of mine, Josh Cole in Michigan. So he does my apparel. And we actually met on TikTok of all things.
TikTok.
Yes. There's a group of eight of us. Love them to death. So Josh was like, hey, let's do like a youth one in Michigan. So we went to Michigan, did a youth one, and it was so fun. It was so successful. We had a bunch of people that he knew there. And then we went to Missouri, did the same thing. In Idaho, we took 10 kids out on a pheasant hunt.
Oh, that's like, amazing.
Done all the things. So now I want to do turkey. So Wisconsin actually has their youth turkey season this weekend. Mm-hmm. I am currently not taking a kid, but I do want to take, I want to work on trying to take a kid sometime throughout the season. And I'll be starting my turkey tour next week in Wisconsin. And then we'll be going to Michigan, Kentucky, Tennessee, Missouri, and maybe Kansas.
Are you going to do the Grand Slam?
So I'm not going to be able to get an Osceola this year, but next year, a friend of mine reached out to me and was like, hey, I think I really want to be able to, he's like, I have a really cool idea. I'm like, what's that? He's like, I want to do the Turkey World Grand Slam in 3 weeks. And I was like,
3 weeks?
Yes. So I'm like, let's do this. So I told the Sportsman's Channel, I was like, just so you know, this is what we're thinking. So that might be like a really cool special. So we're like, do we like compete against each other or do we go like, or do we do something crazy and like go, I'm trying to think if we're going to do something crazy, like a head to head and like competition wise,
yeah.
You know, like I think that would be super fun, right? Super, super fun.
Everything with a competition is fun.
Yeah, exactly. We have people. So I'm on Facebook Live. So I've got people that said, come to Wyoming. So Wyoming is one of the places that is on my list as well to hunt. We'll see, cross our fingers how that goes. Tina just got her son a hunter safety license. Love that so much as well.
Ooh,
so
yep.
McMillers is a huge sponsor of mine. They are brand new to me.
McMiller is.
Yes.
They were a sponsor of the Joel and I TV show.
Really?
Kill It, Clean It, Cook It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fantastic people. They're at such great hunting grounds.
Yes. So they have
such great people.
They have hunting grounds. They have 3D archery. They have rifle ranges. They have shotgun. You know, they have sporting clays. They have pistol ranges. They have literally everything in one area. Mm-hmm. Like, how incredible is that, right?
Yep.
And absolutely. Then what we haven't announced yet.
Oh.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Give us a call at 844-967-2789.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery, where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room, featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 52. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high of 79. 55 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Much cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-50s. Chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. We have reached the final segment, which I don't understand how this happens every single time. Hour goes by really fast.
It does.
Find myself on Instagram and on Facebook and TikTok, Danielle Fairman. We are live on WAUK Facebook page, and Jessica Anna is live right now on her Facebook page.
I am. I was like, we should probably throw this up. How fun would that be?
Absolutely. And then the best part about this is this segment is what leads into the Cripes Cast. So our Raised in Wisco show is part of three block part on Saturdays and Sundays with Raised in Wisco, Cripes Cast, and then Under the Helmet.
Love it.
So that's absolutely fantastic. That's a new accomplishment for Raised in Wisco.
That's amazing.
Yep. We are pretty much all over Wisconsin right now. Yeah,
that's amazing.
And then after this show, it goes right to Spotify and Apple. So we turn right into a podcast.
That's great. Why not, right?
Raised in Wisco, we are going places. This is absolutely wonderful.
Love that.
So thank you to everyone listening. But before I break,
yeah. You
led us with a big cliffhanger.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
Oh, my goodness. You were saying you had some news that hasn't even been released yet. Did you forget? Are you leaving us on the edge?
Okay. So, Mick Miller, one of my new sponsors, they are giving us, they're allowing us to actually have the opportunity to give 20 kids here locally in Wisconsin, basically full sponsorship to be able to go to their wilderness weekend camps. So, the kids get to... Love that.
Yeah.
So the kids get to come. They get to navigate. They get to work, like learn how to use compasses. They get to go in the woods on horseback. They get learn like all the things of like how to live in the wilderness, right? But then during the day, they get to go and they do shooting sports.
Wonderful.
Right? I'm like, where was this when I grew up? You know, so.
I totally had that.
Right.
Camp Wicca Mason, man.
Okay. So true. So true.
I remember that because I remember the song they made us sing. Before dinner, like it was my name is Jan Jans and I come from Wisconsin. Like, I don't know. That was like 25 years ago.
I love it. Tina says to come to Wyoming 100%. We are always looking for new states to do this with. So we had some really good questions before.
Yeah. These 20 kids. How do you choose them? What do they have to apply?
So I'm going to have,
because you know these people listening right now, they have families.
Absolutely.
And they want to get the kids into it. So how can someone that's listening get in touch with you?
So on our website at www.thewildracetv.com, I'm going to have I kind of had launched a mini page. I haven't announced it yet. Like it was like a soft opening.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have it on there so that kids we want to be able to cater to everyone and anyone that we can, right? And help as many kids as we can.
Yeah.
So we'll have like an application process for that. We'll have kids, family members, whoever it may be. We've had neighbors nominate kids for past contests. And then we have all of our future contests in there as well. So anytime that we run contests to do things that are here locally in other states, like please email me thewildracetv@gmail.com. Let me know if you have any ideas. Reach out to me on social media. Tell me what you want to do. If there's a state, if you're like, hey, I have some awesome, like we had a guy just reach out to me and he had taken a young boy, we took him out fishing in Florida, and so he's like, you should come down and, you know, get some big sharks. Like, if you're like, hey, this is like really fun, an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Let's get these kids out. Let's get them on the water. Let's get them in the woods. Let's get them in the field. Reach out to me. I love getting all
the
these
next
ideas.
Generation. Get them
absolutely
out there. So,
Stay tuned to all of our social media. We'll make sure that we keep everybody in posted about when we do these things, when we run these contests, when we can open up all the applications for that, because that'll be this summer at McMillers, and that is in
Wonderful.
Eagle Palmyra area. And so mm-hmm. Danielle's personally been there, loves it. The facility is great.
It is.
So I'm very excited for that.
That's wonderful. That's really good to know.
I think
and hopefully
fun.
Someone that's listening says,
absolutely.
Hey, we heard you on Raised in Wisco.
Absolutely.
This is how we got to get in touch.
Absolutely.
So... how do we end this show? Do we sing some? No, I'm kidding. We're not going to sing some more.
No.
I want to give a thank you to the Kennedys. I know the Kennedys listening. They're our loyal listeners.
Oh, are they? Love
they
that.
They are.
Love that.
Hopefully everyone is going to be going out turkey hunting soon.
Yes.
I went out. I got new land last fall. So this previous fall. So last turkey season. And this year, they're all over the field. I'm so excited. And so hopefully this time we can get...
Where is it? Like Waukesha County?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So zone two. It's zone two.
Zone two, I should say.
Yeah.
Okay. Love it. That's awesome.
But I've had my Matthews bow out with me every single time I went turkey hunting. And I miss every
Danielle!
Time.
So that's what I'm doing next week is bow hunting. I'm going to be shooting a turkey. So I got one turkey
my
with a bow.
My palms got sweaty thinking about it. I'm so annoyed.
I shot one last year in Michigan with my bow, my very first one with my Matthews.
Yeah.
Matthews is a sponsor of mine. Love them. I'm shooting right now their V3X. I'm just making their... I just made my custom new phase four, so I'm super excited for that to come. But yeah, I'm super, super stoked. I think it'll be exciting. So I'm going with my friend Alex. So she is also a nurse. I met her and she's great. I was inviting her to come today. So she wasn't able to come today. So hopefully next time.
What about next week? You want to come on next week?
Yeah, right before a turkey hunt.
Yeah, dude.
That'd be crazy.
All right.
Alex, if you're listening.
Alex.
She's probably like geeking at home. But yeah, so I think it's going to be super fun. So yeah, anyways, we're going to hopefully have another successful bow hunt with our turkey this year.
Nice.
And you better get one, girl.
I know. I shoot it with my Brownie Maxis right afterwards.
There you go.
You know,
there you go.
You have to have a backup.
Always. Always carry a backup.
But yeah, hopefully this is my season. It'll happen.
It'll
one
be
day.
Fun.
We've been shooting in our backyard, so.
You have period B?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, because A, then I have E and F as well.
Love it.
I know. I have to. Which, okay, statistic that I heard two, 3 months ago is that I think only 40% of people that apply for the turkey license
actually shoot.
Mm-hmm. So I thought that I get two a year. I'm like, I should get more because I have more tags.
Absolutely.
I didn't know I was, you know, bragging and being rude. I'm like, yeah, I get at least like two a year. I didn't know that. I feel like, what? I did not know that actually happened. And then going out shed hunting right now and morales are coming up.
Speaking of, we didn't even talk about shed hunting today.
Oh,
that's
well,
okay.
We got like 2 minutes to do it. 1 minute to do it. Okay, shed hunting. Majority of the people don't even find any sheds.
Oh, that's
like,
sad.
They were in an enclosed area. A study from, I think it was in Washington, Washington University.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They had an enclosed area, and let's say they only found 30% of the
really?
Bucks that dropped. Like, they had the camera. They have everything.
Wow.
So when I only found one in 10 years, so I'm not upset.
Alex says she's coming.
Heck yeah. Thank you, Alex. So we're running down to the end of the show, and we're leading into the Cripes Cast for Saturday and Sunday. Listen to us on Spotify and Apple. We go right to podcast after this show. Stay tuned next week. We'll have Jessica Ann on again with her friend Alex.
Yeah.
Very excited about this. Give us a call at 844-967-2789. Thank you for listening. Hope everyone stays safe and enjoy this weekend and the wonderful
beautiful weather.
You're listening to Raised in Wisco.
Last night that we break up, I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor.
Harvey High is now in session. Today's subjects, biology.
Name an animal with the long neck.
Dinosaur, long neck, yeah.
Let me ask you something. When last time you seen one?
Anatomy.
Name a part of Steve Harvey that a woman might want to kiss.
Your six pack.
The six pack? Does she know who Steve Harvey is? You got to dig for it, but it's in there.
Get school with Family Feud.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on CW 18.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.